You focused on the crown of your head, the point between your eyebrows, and now guide all of your awareness, every single bit of it, call it up and focus it now in the area of your throat. Make an awareness, feel an awareness about a general feeling in the throat area. Does it feel flowing and free? Does it feel a little heavy? What does it feel? Again, is there a color associated or not? Now become highly aware of removing your awareness from your throat and bringing it just to the area around your heart, in the center of your chest. Observing even how easily the connection is made to your chest. Any sensations or visualizations, whatever you notice. And now guide your awareness away from the heart, just down to the abdomen, just around the belly button. Focusing, centering all of your awareness into that area and feeling, just for feeling's sake. Maybe you're observing differences between the different areas. That's very normal. And then bringing awareness from that center of your body now down just between the belly button and the base of your spine, down to your lower pelvis. Become very conscious of that area. The space between your belly button and your pelvis, the lower belly, the sacrum. Be where the top of your, if you had a low slung bikini on, just right at that base. At the line of the pubic line. Settle in your attention there and feel. Is there a color, a picture, a feeling, a lack of feeling? What do you notice? If I asked you about movement in that area, what would you say? If I asked you about color, what would you say? First thing. And then finally bringing your awareness all the way down to the very base of your spine, very base of it. Base of your tailbone, base of your pelvis, settling in and feeling just that area. What is your general awareness and general feeling in that area? How would you describe that area to someone else if it was a picture? And now from that root chakra, that root area of your body, just guide your awareness now back up through the center of your body, through the base of your pelvis, just observing for the subtle changes, if there are any, as you move up through the low belly, up through the center of your abdomen, up through the heart, up through the throat, up through the point between your eyebrows, up through the crown of your head. Just for the next 1 minute, scan up and down, noticing. And as you're ready, you can just move your hands and arms gently. Maybe you want to bring your arms up overhead and stretch. And coming onto the side of your body, just coming up to seat it. So first of all, how do you feel after doing that exercise? More relaxed?
Very soothing.
Very soothing, okay. Okay. So let's start, let's go through the chakras, and you might not remember every single thing, that's okay, but I want to go through the areas so that you get an idea of what you were feeling or what that can mean. Let's start with the very, very base of the spine. They call that the root chakra. And something I want to show you, this book I find is probably the best book that I read as like an overall study. You can go very deep into the chakras if you want, but I really like how she did this. Brenda Davies, an MD, she wrote The 7 Healing Chakras, Unlocking Your Body's Energy Center. And she talks about it in terms of health, talks about exercises and meditations for each chakra. And based on what you did today, you can identify, you may be able to identify, and the more you do it, the more you're able to identify which areas need more connection, more energy. How many people felt like there's areas that you couldn't connect to, that you're like, I don't feel that area? Okay, that's a very normal. That's very, very normal. What do you think that means? About the energy that's there. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I already honestly felt it here.
Okay.
And it was a strong
pulsation. She's pointing to the point between her eyebrows. I felt that strong pulsation here. Okay, okay. Well, that's brilliant to notice that. That's really good. What'd you say?
I have nothing for the rest of the exercise.
Well, and that's normal. You know, that's very, very normal. In fact, many people are here most of the time. Many people are at the point between their eyebrows most of the time. And so, of course, because we focus with the mind, we focus, this is your thought center, this is your awareness of that. And so that, of course, will be supercharged because I send all my energy there. But what you did tonight just by focusing on these different areas was bring energy there. We didn't focus on flushing. We didn't do a solid meditation on there because I didn't want you to shift a bunch of things. I just wanted you to become aware. And this is one of the great, this is the greatest thing about yoga. It's just the awareness. It's not that you go in and change it. A wise person just told me that you can't just spiritualize yourself out of everything. Okay? It's not just always about that. It's sometimes just about becoming conscious of what's happening and what is. Not how it should be, but just what is. And getting into a point of just awareness about it and allowing it. So that's a very fine place to start. It's just your awareness. So we start with the root chakra. The root chakra is known to be the area of like how you feel about your history and your self-confidence and your rootedness in this world. And it's said to be the base of the spine. If you do kundalini energy, that's where all of your energy sort of sits, and then you unlock that and bring it up. Tonight we're going to do practices that will help move things. You want to be careful not to do too much too fast. Some people have some pretty, you know, kundalini folks can be out there. Kundalini yoga, kundalini means the energy along the spine. That's what this is. That's what, you know, this is, kundalini energy is your energy along your spine. And just so you know, she has a really great picture of the carcass. You know what that is? Do you know the this thing? Where have you seen this picture before?
Oh,
medical picture. You know where they got this? Kundalini yoga. Imagine that. Back when we actually brought these things together. It's the ancient representation of Kundalini is Lakadakis. Yeah, I think it's Lakadakis. It displays two snakes coiling around a central staff, meeting at the highest point there and giving way to a pair of outstretched wings. It's the universal emblem of healing and medicine. And I really like that because, I mean, that's what we're talking about, is that if we get the energies flowing, and the Chinese say this too, if you have the energy flowing, there's no disease. If you think about stagnation in a lake or river, if you have things backed up, that's where you see things growing. But if we have flow going, then everything's getting flushed out and cleaned. And that's the basis of Chinese medicine, is that central concept, is that flow is healing. The movement of energy in Chinese medicine, qi, in yoga it's prana, the flow is where the healing occurs. And any stagnation is where things build up. I mean, you've seen, many of you have had cupping treatment and seen some build up, you know, the black that comes up. Well, energetically we have it too at the center of the body. Energetically we have it. So what the best thing we could possibly do is get the flow going at the center of our body, because all the energy is from the center of our spine. The body originates with the spine. We kind of spring forth from that. So this is really the key. And the root chakra, and the color associated with it is red. The root chakra is the basic of how we feel about ourselves and the world and our root. And like I said, we can do a master's class on this and even go really into the root chakra and learn a lot about that. But tonight I want to give a high level overview. Second of all, the second one up, and this is the space, you know, like I said, at the bikini line, so it's your lower pelvis. It's not up by your belly button, it's kind of lower. This is the sacral chakra, and it's orange, and they associate the colors orange, and that would be the sexual area of your body. And this is the sexual area, but it's also associated with, like, the energy of connection as well, the energy of connection with other people. It's creative area. You know, it's not, our sex organs are meant for creation, is a big part of it. It's not the only reason, but it's a big part of it. I see a number of people with infertility have issues that they do not feel this area. They are not connected to this area. Or if they have a lot of stagnation there, in terms of like understanding the way that this manifests, you'll see people with fibroid tumors and things like that. If things are stuck there. Things are growing there. They're creating, but they're creating things they don't want. Creating tumors, creating ill, creating. Do you see what I'm saying? And again, so much of this is unconscious, so it's not like I'm saying, oh, these people are making all these mistakes. But people unconsciously are unaware. And things grow where there's not movement. Solar plexus. We're moving up the area into the area around. They call this your solar plexus around your belly button. You can imagine your belly button as a sun. And that this is your power center. People call it your gut, how you make decisions. This is that area that you really are connected to in terms of power. And this is where I see a lot of people in America when they're feeling powerless, sink like this. But I see that people, when they get, you know, do a lot, that's why I give those people a lot of twists. For depression, you wouldn't think about it, but I get people twist, get a lot of energy going through the center of the body, or even a meditation. Oftentimes I give a meditation. You know, even I've had a number of women come to me with infertility, but I have a number of women with no libido whatsoever. And the meditation I give those folks is actually, I'll connect the energy, because they just don't have any energy going down here. They don't even think about this area. They don't even think about it forever. So even guiding your awareness to that, anywhere you guide your awareness, energy flows there. Just by where your mind goes, your energy flows. And if you don't believe me, this might be a little bit graphic for some people, think about an erection, you know, things like that. So anywhere you guide your awareness to sexuality, boom, energy flows into the area of sexuality. So guiding your awareness can really bring about a lot of flow. Even if you focus on your hands for 10 minutes, your hands will heat up. This is just a known fact.
And it is just, like, when I'm working with a postpartum mom who's had a lot of pelvic damage,
yeah,
and we talk about doing Kegels and bringing awareness there,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I can't feel anything. I can't, you know, I don't have any muscle control. But just
the
bringing
thought,
that thought there
the
will
thought.
Increase blood flow.
Yes, and you're saying about the Kegels with postpartum. I had a woman that came for infertility, and I tell you, I did everything. I put the needles there. I did everything. We did heat there, heat lamps. And finally, she started doing a guided meditation there. And not only did her sexual prowess improve, but then she got pregnant. Second major breakthrough that I had with that, I had a client who, after she had her baby, she had total trauma there, and she actually couldn't pee without a catheter. Oh, please, people. What a nightmare. The doctors tried everything. They couldn't do anything for her. They tried everything. I did a combination of points that were lifting up of the pelvic region, really specific for trauma in this area. But the thing that did it again was that I recorded a guided meditation of focusing and connecting and in that area. And within 3 days, she was peeing. And her doctor called me and said, what did you do? And I said, you will not believe me. You will not believe me when I tell you. She did guided meditation and brought her energy there. And that's a big part of it. Of course, the acupuncture did help, but I mean, she couldn't believe it. She herself couldn't believe it. You know? And that's a scary place to be, friends. But look how much power there is in that. And then now we'll come up to the heart chakra. The heart chakra is green. The heart chakra is green. This is, it's the colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv, anybody? Mm-hmm. the heart chakra is green, and the heart is about our emotional self. It's about love. It's about unconditional love. It's about it's another part of our connection. Of course, all of these are not separate. You know, our sexuality, our love, our rootedness, all of that comes together. And the more healthy all chakras are, the better for our whole system. So if any one of these is out of whack, it's not surprising why three or four we can't feel. Because especially if we cut it off here, we might not feel anything from down here. And it could be past trauma. It could be, physical trauma. Lots of things throw us off. But I think you would be very surprised to experience the meditations about this and how quickly you're able to heal by focusing on these areas. The brow chakra. This is our thinking. This is our wisdom. This is our sorting. This is our focus. So many good things come from that, and yet so many things can get clogged here by over-focusing on here. And it's not so much clogging of this area that I see. It's just that it's like sucking up all the energy and focusing it here. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people about this concept. From the thinking chakra, the focus chakra, then we go to the crown chakra, and the crown chakra is our connection to our unlimited potential, the connection of me to all of that, of to you, to each of you. It's the connection to this unlimited source of energy. You know, call it God, call it kismet, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Just that unlimited connection. What I see a lot of times, people, is I can't, you know, I do a lot of needles in the scalp, and I slide them along the scalp. Some people, I can't even get it in there, because their scalp is so glued down. And so many people feel like they have a helmet on when they're focusing in that area. And it's oftentimes, they say, you put a cap on this, and that's called, you put the ego on over this, and you say, I have to do it myself. I have to work so hard. And we forget that we open up to this unlimited source of energy and let it flow. What's the St. Francis prayer? Not to get too Catholic on everybody, but St. Francis is the Pope right now, and he was my grandmother's very, very favorite. My grandmother's very, very favorite saint. She had little statues of him everywhere. He was the saint of animals. You know, you always see him with the bird here. My brother-in-law really thinks that, because she died about 2 weeks before he was named, and she thinks she had a hand in it, Pope Francis. But anyway, his sacred prayer is, make me an instrument of your peace. And I think that it's really interesting to think about, make me an instrument. Like, make my body, help me connect to a greater flow, to make me, to let everything flow through me, peace flow through me, and the work that I do be great, and the things that I say in my words, thoughts, and actions. And so I oftentimes will have people receive. So many of us are just give givers or doers, and we forget to receive, because that's such an important flow. Such an important flow that makes this go. If you don't have water poured through these energetic centers, they don't all turn. The minute you close this off, it's like drip, drip. Then you have stagnation. Then you have Sometimes they go the wrong way. Sometimes they get turned the wrong way. If you have overstimulation, I mean, there's so many things that can happen. So the very first thing I have people do when we're, first I have them become aware. Then I have them start to drink some of this energy in and kind of do some clearing of that area. And connecting this through this, through this, through this, through this, through this. Like, I can receive. I don't have to do everything myself. So, and that crown chakra is purple.
Did you say much about the throat?
Actually, that's so funny you just said that, because I was just thought of a story. I love a crystal lady in... I tried to go there today. Couldn't get there. The crystal lady in Middleton at Granite Winds. One day, I had the worst throat pain. It just bothered me and bothered me and bothered me. And I went in there. And the throat, and we did miss the throat. The throat is... I'm just going to tell the story first. So I walked in there and I said, my throat is just bothering me. And she goes, well, of course it is. You're wearing an orange scarf. she's like, that's your sacral chakra is like, because she's like, that's not the right color. You need a blue scarf for your throat chakra. I said, yes, you're right. I tell you, it was probably psychosomatic, but I don't think so. I went and got a blue scarf right away and she cleared it out for me. I was good to go. But, you know, that... This is the area of your truth. This is the area of speaking and communicating your truth. Not just speaking, but communicating. And I, every single time someone comes into my office and has some kind of, you know, a voice thing, 9 times out of 10, they are, they'll tell me about their husband is really controlling, or they'll explain to me, or they'll sound almost like Katharine Hepburn. You know what I mean? Like that really, you know, and I'll always catch that right away from years and years of doing this, you know. I'll become conscious of, oh, wow, they got something going on here. Because it's not flowing through the throat. There's a grab or a gravel or a catch there. And you can tell that I don't really have that because my voice goes like this. You know? That wasn't one of my issues. Don't worry, I got plenty of issues. But I go, this was not, blue scars for you. But yes, that wasn't ever an issue in my family. This is just a big, too much probably.
Whenever I would do a lecture in the early days, especially when I feel a little anxious about it, I would sing in the car.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
That is such an interesting thing to notice what it feels like before and after doing something.
Yes, and that there's, and
Knock
I, so, yes, that's exactly right. Voicing, there's so many techniques to use. That's why I really like this book, because there's a lot of exercises. Especially if you know you have a specific chakra that's out of whack, this is a really great book to play around with. There's so many exercises, mental, physical, thoughtful, you know, meditations. Such a great book for this. It's called Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S. Okay. So in tonight's yoga class, I wanted to do, I did this class before this morning, and I was like, oh my God, I feel so good. So I want to do a class where we kind of work up through the chakras, kind of get the energy flowing, and I think that it's a fun class. For now, do you have any questions or thoughts before we get the physical class going? And then the meditation, I'll focus you on how to start to work with an energetic flow through that area. You know now the connections and what's kind of going on or not going on. Then after the practice, that will help us take a step-by-step approach of working upwards with those chakras. Yes?
I have one question.
Yes?
Every once in a while, you'll see someone write about the chakras with different color associations. Are there different traditions?
Yeah.
Do they have different colors?
Ooh, that's a can of worms. That's
right.
A very good question.
So I just didn't know if it was
yes.
like Ayurveda
yes.
has this.
Yes.
And, you know.
Okay, very excellent question. You know, it's just like Ayurveda and Chinese medicine. In Ayurveda, there's three major doshas. In Chinese medicine, there's five. You know, it's just about divvying up the information in a different way. It's about saying, oh, well, there's only three of this. There's you know, in Chinese medicine, there's five emotions. When I started writing my book, the lady that was right away, she's like, no, there's seven emotions in yoga. I was like, okay, look, I'm just, this is my book. I'm not writing about what I, you know, don't know. I want to write about what I know. And so we talked about that, and the same thing goes through the chakras. There's actually many, many chakras up above as well and below. And so you can go on and on, Tibetan, and you can go in this route and get that route. And really, they're just talking about different ways of energy is being conveyed to us through different planes of our existence. And so, you know, because they'll say even, you know, there's like 2 feet above, 2 feet below, 4 feet above, four below, in front, behind. Many, like this book that she uses, she talks about inches, and that's the smallest I've ever heard, actually, an inch below, an inch around. I actually have heard, you know, different variations. And my sister works with a woman. She talks about your aura or your energetic centers being way out here and that you need to bring them in. I mean, there's so many different ways to visualize it. I think, you know, I like to go really general to start, just to get connected to those areas and start to feel when you don't have flow and to learn how to create some flow and connection to those areas. Let's start there. And then, you know, the more you learn about any of these chakras, the more you can go, you know, the more healing, really, because I think a lot of it is just that we just didn't know. I mean, how many of you knew that you didn't have much feeling in some of these areas? Okay, so that's really what the meditation is about, is just becoming conscious that there's different ways to observe my body. There's so much to feel here. This is incredible place here, that when all my energy's out here, I don't recognize all these subtleties that are happening here, and this can tell me so much about what's going on with me truly, that my body can tell me. Yes?
One quick question. When you're going through the chakras, when you hit a couple of them, when I hit a couple of mine, it felt like a vibration.
Chakras, you felt a vibration?
Right.
Very normal, you know. Well, one time I, when I was really getting into this yoga, actually after I did the 10-day meditation retreat, you're supposed to come home and you're supposed to meditate an hour in the morning, an hour at night. Every time I do that, I would buzz so hard. My whole body was vibrating so hard. I got freaked out, and they gave you a number to call, of course. So I called the number. I said, listen, I'm just buzzing. Like buzzing hard, you know, like it's freaking me out a little bit, like because my whole body was vibrating. And she said, I don't know about that, you know, because there are no professionals, okay, that work at this place. It's all fake. So she didn't really know what she was talking about. But years later, I found that when you get the energy gets going too strongly, or when you're focused too strongly, then you will have a vibration in that area. In some areas, it's not just, it can be strongly. But then there's other things. So there's different types of vibration. For example, one time I had this thing where I thought I was sitting on a cell phone. I was like, zzz, and I'd look around like, I got off. And I thought this is so weird. And then it would just happen every once in a while. But I would have sworn to you that I was literally sitting on a cell phone, because it was right in my pelvis, like in my root chakra. And I found this lady, and I was telling her about it. I was like, have you ever had it? Oh, yeah, yeah. She said something similar to that Linda does at Granite Winds. She had me take some, she goes, okay, just breathe, focus there. Take some electrical tape. This might be what's happening to you, having these little, she said sometimes it's like a short, energy's kind of leaking out, and we need to to bring it back together and seal it up. And she said, so she's like, focus in that area. Okay, you there? Okay, take some electrical tape, wrap it around there. Or Linda would always say, take your whole spine out, put a new master board in, connect everything up. So those are different ways to for you to mentally get a connection to that area and wrap it up. You can't go wrong with, you know, just cleaning and getting some energy going around there and sealing it up. It could be many things. I would say continue to work with it and see what you think. For me, I feel that connection of a humming, like the energy moving in that area. And then I'll try to observe if I feel like it's going, flowing in the right way. I'll ask myself, is it flowing correctly, or is it flowing, does it feel good, really, is the question. And then find that out. So first thing is, does it feel good? Does it feel right? And if it feels like odd or kind of leaky, that's when you can do something like tape it up in your mind. So how cuckoo is all of this right now?
Try to tell that to my sister.
You just take what you can take and you leave the rest. But at least my goal really is to teach you all this stuff, because you can go anywhere and you can know as much as you want about this stuff with people talking about this in a philosophical way, or you know, you don't have to know much about it at all. But at least now you'll know the basics of how people for centuries have looked at the energetic centers of their body, really. Questions, thoughts, concerns about that?